Senate will come to order. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. While the senators are coming back in, just back of the envelope calculation is the rate we're on. I would guess the rate we're moving through these bills today. Right now, I'd guess we're probably at adjournment between 6:30 and 7. So, you know, that could either go longer or shorter on depending on how we conduct our business today. Thank you.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You may have privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senators, we have another class of fifth graders from Prairie Wind Elementary School. You can see these Laramie County students, just to keep it coming, we just need the schools for them. So if you get a big wave and clap.
Welcome to the Senate. Good to see you. Members of the Senate, very quickly, I'd like to read to you a card we, all of us, received from the family of Larry Hootman, senators and staff. Thank you for honoring Larry with your presence at his funeral. He would be so proud. Thank you for your beautiful flower arrangements. Thank you also for your caring and comfort for our family. We miss you, Larry. Third, Mr. Vice President.
Could I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes, you may.
I'd like you fellow senators to please welcome to the Senate Shay Lundvall. He's one of our city council people in Gillette.
Well, Senator Von Fladern. He's a big guy. Look at him standing next to you. I bet you take directions easily from him.
You have to realize he's aiming for your job, so he needs to be a big guy.
Welcome to the Senate. Thanks for being here, and thanks for serving on the City Council. Okay, third reading amendment number 10. Reading clerk, please read that amendment in.
Senate file 1, third reading amendment number 10, page 30, line 8.
Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Mr. President, I move Third Reading Amendment 10 to Senate File 1 and ask the body to vote aye. What this bill does is, if you remember, the good senator, the tall senator from Natrona County, this has to do with the rebasing. And what this bill does is add $6 million so that the total rebasing will provide $10 million total with what's already in there. This would provide $10 million of state money, which would be matched within the total of $10 million, which would bring in $6 million of additional federal money, and would get us within about $1 million of the rebasing requirement. And so what this does is provide the money we have to do that. And the reason this is important, Mr. President, is what we did in our action on Wednesday was just simply direct that $10 million be taken out of other places in the Department of Health budget and be reallocated to fulfill the rebasing requirements or rebasing recommendations from the rebasing report. Ladies and gentlemen, Senate, I went to the Department of Health budget book, and I went into their code services, and the Department of Budget indeed has a big budget. It's the total recommended budget. This has been modified by action of the JAC, but the base budget, under the base budget that everything started from, was about $1.870 million. That's a lot of money. $10 million ought to be really easy to fudge out of that, right? Well, let's go down and look at that. If you take a look at all of that $1.8 billion, $200 million of that is 100 series. Those are the salaries. You're not going to take $10 million out of the salaries in the department. The other big ones are $136 million come out of contractual services, series 900. Those are the contractors that are out there. Those are the contractors that are hired for one reason or another. The vast majority, almost $1.5 billion of a $1.8 billion budget, are 600 grants in aid. And so when you look at that, what's going to happen if we don't take this action is that $10 million is going to come out, reallocated from the other places where grants and aid are offered. Where are those grants and aid offered? Here are some of the programs where grants and aid comprise at least 50% of the budget for these different divisions within the Department of Health. Court-supervised treatments. Wyoming Senior Services Board, which is who distributes the grants and aids that go to senior citizens. The Department of Aging, which the Wyoming Senior Services Board is in there. Public Health, one half of their budget are grant and aids to your local counties and communities. Rural Frontier Health. Immunization, almost all of immunization is from grants and aids. Nurse home visitation was almost all grants and aids. Cancer screening. Communicable disease prevention. And then, particularly out of the mental health and substance abuse, the recovery supports that support our mental health. Those are the things. So you're going to take $10 million out of all those other grants and aids. So if we're going, I have no problem with meeting the rebasing. I think there's a real problem there. But if we're going to do it, it's not sufficient to simply say, go find your $10 million out of your $1 billion. What that really leaves, when you take wages out of the 100 series, you take the grants and aid and the contractual services, that leaves about $60 million from which you're going to be pulling that $10 million if it's not grants and aids. So, you know, pick your favorite program, your favorite social service, and the providers that are doing that in your community, and that's where the $10 million will come out of. So if we're going to do this, we need to add this $6 million in so it's done right. We're within about $1 million of what the recommendation rebasing is. If we're going to do this, this is the way to do it. I urge your vote. I vote.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, it's a different approach. It isn't exactly the way I would like to have done it, but I think it gets the job done. I think we'll be safe with it. I don't think we're taking undue risks. And in an earlier era, before we had made the cuts, I think I would oppose it. But as I said in Committee of the Whole, we are getting close enough to the margin in these health things that if we made a further reduction there, we'd have some real risks. So, Mr. Chairman, I think this is a reasonable compromise, and I would support it.
Further discussion? Please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Fladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasberger?
Excused.
Excused. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 excused.
Third reading amendment number 10 has passed. Third reading amendment number 11. Reading clerk, please read that amendment in.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 11. Delete the.
Senator Perkins.
Mr. President, with the actions you've taken, there's no need for this. I'd respectfully withdraw it.
Without objection, that amendment has been withdrawn. Third reading amendment number 13. Read that one in, please.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 13, page 30, line 10.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move third reading amendment 13 to Senate File 1. Fellow senators, what this does is this moves $2 million from the general fund into the 550 fund. Just to explain a little bit about what's happening in the 550 fund and in the preventive organizations. Right now, the department is considering or has made the decision to move the preventive services into the counties and into the cities away from the contractor who's been doing it traditionally, whose name I don't need to share. We've talked about them numerous times in previous budget items. The effect of that is we're trying to move the effort of preventive services and suicide, alcohol, tobacco, narcotic abuse, et cetera, into the cities and counties where it belongs. The director of the department has told us that he can come up with around $6 million from within the budget what's there now. Right now, the organizations there is prohibiting, can't use it because that comes from federal tobacco funds or grants. The effect of this would be for the director to pull $6 million of that in with the additional $2 million that we're asking for with the assumption here, with the request in the bill or in the amendment, that not less than $2 million of that be appropriated to expend on grants to counties on suicide prevention. This is an important thing. There's a great lot of programs going on right now in the local communities. Some of you are probably familiar with those. It's a program that's vital to saving lives in our communities, to saving lives and improving the health of our communities. And like I say, it goes down to the community level, down to the cities and counties where it belongs. Speaking with the involved parties and all the parties that would be involved with this, the commissioners and et cetera, they all are very supportive. The department is right now formulating plans. There are plans and things being done to delineate exactly how the program will be run, and we will see that after this session is done. But the works are in the way. We'd just like to put that $2 million in there to keep them effective, and I would ask for your aye vote on this.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I'd like to divide this amendment, please.
Go ahead, Senator Burns, with the division that you recommend.
Lines 1 and 2 would be Part A, and lines from there to the bottom would be Part B.
That is divisible. Okay, Senator Burns, the division. Yes, go ahead, Senator Office.
Thank you, Mr. President. On the point of order, just for your consideration, on line one, you've got the required addition of the 11 as the footnote, which is tagging the fact that the rest would go to the general fund. I'm not entirely sure how they operate separately unless the assumption is that the 11 would carry, which is certainly within your purview, but that might
and
be.
And that's my assumption. Thank you for bringing that up. Everybody understand what Senator Ross has said? Okay. It is divisible. We're going to speak to division number one, which is lines one and two. Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I don't know if it's any secret, but the Department of Health has probably one of the highest budgets in the state. And I don't know why we need to add another $2 million, because that's what this is. It's a budget increase of another $2 million from the general fund to the Department of Health. I don't think we need to do that. I think moving that money and advocacy and so forth down to county level is a good idea, but I don't know why we need to add another $2 million for it.
Okay, Senator Von Fladern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Speaking on Division 1, Lines 1 and 2, the reason that we need to add the $2 million is that it's going to the locals. The department will never see this money other than the administrative hassle of putting it out there. So I'm all in favor of adding the $2 million to the Department of Health.
Okay, Senator Scott.
Mr. President, technical question on the division. It would seem to me that, in light of the earlier comments, that on line one, the words after quotes four, insert quotes, comma, 11, that particular part of line one belongs with division two, and the words under general fund increase amount by $2 million belongs with Division 1.
Yeah, I think, Senator Scott, we talked about that, but good point. That will be made, and that will be part of that. We'll make that technical correction. Okay, anybody else on Division 1? Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to add one piece to that conversation, from this specific 550 fund, the senators will remember it last year, we cut $4 million plus the general fund reduction from that very fund. And the Department of Health is a really easy target with a $1.8 billion, but if you dig down in and see where all that money is going, you'll see that there is a pretty terrific deficit in the Department of Health. It's an easy target. They've got a big X on their back. It's easy to hit. But specifically to this fund, we've cut funds from them pretty significantly. The programs have suffered, and I would
I would advise that we probably need to add this money back to them and make them whole.
Okay, what I'm going to do is, since we're divided the amendment, I'm going to allow the prime sponsor to speak two times. That was your first time on Division One. Senator Pappas, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and for this this division, you know, as our, as my good colleague mentioned, we did cut them pretty severely last time, all of it, actually. And you know, in our family, we had a suicide, and I know the families that have gone through this, and in Wyoming, suicide is a problem. And we're one of the states that has the highest rate of suicide, and to take away the entire program is just I don't think we're really providing our folks in Wyoming with the proper counseling, the proper grief management, the proper services by taking that program away. So on and for adding this extra $2 million.
Further discussion, Senator Perkins.
Thank you. Just some questions. I'm looking at the Department of Health budget book, and so we're at Unit 550. Unit 550 in the budget book is substance abuse, alcohol, substance abuse and tobacco prevention. And we've got, so what you have is under, again, we just had a discussion about grants and aid. So the grants and aid, at least under the governor's rec, was, the base budget was 8 and the governor's rec was 3. And so I'm not sure what happened to that, because we don't have that detail in our books about what the JAC action was. But ultimately, as we look at that, and we've got this $2 million in here, I guess my first question would be, how much is already allocated, before we know about adding $2 million, how much is already allocated for suicide prevention in this budget? It's hard for me to understand why we need $2 million more when I don't know how much is being spent on suicide prevention in the first place. So I think suicide prevention is a wonderful thing. We ought to preserve lives. Unfortunately, so many of the lives that are taken are young people. You know, which robs them of their future and us of the benefit of their futures. We're being asked to decide this in a vacuum, and I don't know how we do that.
Okay, Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, in an attempt to answer that particular question, we've got to understand that the suicide prevention program we're talking about in this amendment is not the principal suicide prevention program we have. The principal one is our grants to our community mental health centers, because that's a major part of their mission, Mr. President, is in individual cases where there's a mental illness that's likely to lead to a suicide, they're trying to treat that. And that's really our frontline response. This is a more general prevention program which reaches in a way that the community mental health centers don't. So you do have, there's a major part of our effort that's been ongoing, and it's because it's labeled community mental health, people don't realize how much of that really is suicide prevention, working with individuals who have mental illnesses that could lead to a suicide. And Title 25, Mr. President, has the same aspect to it. That's one of the reasons you get into Title 25, is you may commit suicide. And a lot of those people are at risk for that. So we've got these other programs. This is a broader-based, as I understand it, suicide prevention program. So, you know, the vote the money up, vote the money down, but we do need this addition to the suicide prevention program.
Anybody else for their, Senator Perkins, for your, before you speak for your second time, Senator Boner for your first time.
Hey, thank you, Mr. President. I just had a question for the sponsors, and it's just because I generally do not recall. Is there any effort underway to reform the way we currently utilize these funds for these sort of prevention management type of activities. I think that this is absolutely a worthy goal. It's something that we have to keep our eyes on, but it's also something that has to be, these prevention efforts have to be accomplished in a competent manner. So I'm just wondering if there's going to be a corresponding reform in the way in which we try to accomplish these objectives along with the increase in funds.
Senator Perkins, for your second time.
Senator Burns, please. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, and I'm still trying to decide whether I'm in favor of this amendment or not, and so I appreciate the comments from the good chairman of Health and Labor, which then begs to me the why we're in this portion of the budget, why we're in Unit 550, which is substance abuse and tobacco prevention. And unfortunately, I may be jaded, but I remember a number of years ago that what we had in these seemed like the prevention efforts, for example, in tobacco, were simply to paste billboards all over the state, some of them which that's the problem I have with where this is. It's not the 2 million; it's where it is. And what I see is I see advertisements for the Department of Health at basketball games, and I see goofy billboards that have references off Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. If you remember, those ugly green signs were all over the state. And you've got, I would sure like to see this focused. If we're going to do this, I'd sure like to see it focused in something that would be meaningful. When I look at this, my fear is it's going to be an advertising campaign. And I think suicide prevention, it needs to be more targeted and direct and proportionate to that. And my fear is this ends up in billboards.
Okay. Before Senator Burns speaks for a second time, Senator Anselmi Dalton, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. On and for this amendment, the alcohol and tobacco is an appropriate place to take the funds from because that's what causes people often to commit suicide. And it is a fact, I agree with my good colleagues that have experienced that in their family. I have. And it's a really hard thing for the parents of these people. And I ask you to take pity. We use these funds as a shell game, giving birth to more shells. These funds should be used to try to help prevent suicide in our state. That's a huge problem in our state. I ask for your favorable consideration.
Okay. Senator Burns, for your second time.
Mr. President, right now there's $6 million in this area of advocacy, these 550s. That's all used for tobacco, alcohol, that sort of thing, those stupid billboards, and all that. And if this amendment was to take some of that money and put it over to suicide prevention, I'd probably be on the amendment. And I think that's what should be done. But that's not what this amendment does. What this amendment does is keeps that in place, that $6 million in place, and then adds another $2 million saying, well, we also want suicide prevention. And I think what we should do is have the Department of Health reorganize its priorities as far as the 550s go. We got rid of this $2 million last year as part of the cuts, as part of, if you remember, the PPOs and all these county, you meet these people. I'm the county tobacco prevention officer. I ran into these people all over the state, and they're basically contract employees for these companies that were getting this state money. That's what we cut. So if the Department of Health wants to reorganize its priorities, or we ask them to, that makes a lot more sense to me than adding $2 million to general fund.
Okay, we're going to allow the sponsor to speak for a second time if he wants to. He's standing up. Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. That's always a good sign. To answer some of those questions, sometimes I'm just stretching my legs. To answer a couple of those questions, if you read the bill, but down on the amendment, on lines 10 and 11, that's an important feature here. It says not less than $2 million of these will be expended to grants to counties for suicide prevention. So we're just giving them a minimum of the $2 million. To answer a couple of the questions about the mental health programs or the mental health centers versus what we're talking about in this amendment, and I like to view it as reactionary versus precautionary. And what the mental health centers, the community mental health centers, they treat the problem once it's occurred. Once there's a problem identified, they treat it. They bring folks in and do groups, what all those things that counseling centers do. This amendment is directed at precautionary thinking. Some of the programs that are out there now are much more than billboards. These folks are going into schools. They're going into schools and teaching suicide prevention recognition programs. They're going into hospitals and helping with health care providers to recognize signs and symptoms. They're going to law enforcement groups and bringing groups together, not suicide, but many other things, the substance abuse issues as well, but a real heavy focus on the suicide addiction. Wyoming sits very high, and intermittently through the last several years, we've been number one in the rates of suicide as far in the nation. It's something we need to address. It's something we have to address, and something that I suspect either directly or indirectly has affected most everyone in here. And with that, I would stand and encourage your support.
Okay. Chief Clerk will call the roll. We're voting on division number one, third reading amendment number 13, and that is lines one and two with a technical correction on the footnote number 11. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar? No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case? No. Christensen? No. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstader?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott? No. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
No. No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Fladern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Excused.
Excused. President Bebout?
No.
No. Case? No to aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 12 aye, 17 no, 1 excused.
Division number 1, that being lines 1 and 2 to Senate to third reading amendment number 13, has failed. We're on division number 2 of third reading amendment number 13, lines 4 through 16. Senator Scott.
Mr. President, on and for this division, I think this is a good system here. I think it will work as appropriate, and it will get the necessary suicide prevention done. Mr. President, I think the ayes and nays are required under our rules, but if they aren't, I would request them.
They are required, Senator Scott. Thank you. Further discussion. We're voting on the division number 2 to Senator Burns. Excuse me.
I'm having staff currently check. I like this. I'll speak in favor of this portion of the amendment too. The only thing I want to check is it should be $6 million in there, and having staff check as to whether that's just a technical correction or not.
Well, Senator Burns, that's a significant difference there. What's the pleasure of the Senate? Go ahead, Senator Landon.
Mr. President, thank you. I believe it is drafted correctly, because what we were doing is taking a $6 million appropriation and turning it into an $8 million. Dollar appropriation. We just voted down the $2 million, so six would remain. However, we have to take the $2 million out of what was already there now. So we are voting on an $8 million appropriation. My question would be of the sponsor, where would that $2 million come from? What else is in this particular 550 budget? We've talked about this before. On a couple of amendments, it helps to know what we're taking this away from that we're appropriating to. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else for their first time? Senator Baldwin, would you like to take some of the questions for your first time?
Well, certainly. I'd be happy to. I'll stand and stretch again. Thank you, Mr. President. Without having the forms in front of me, I can't tell you exactly where that money's at, but $6 million is correct. After speaking with the director of the department, this is the money he gave me. And they said that they could give us $6 million. So it's in the budget. I think a lot of that is in the tobacco funds and in the stuff, the funds that are already there, federal and other grants that they've been given. So that would be my answer to that question. And I would stand in strong support of this. I think it's important to put this part of the amendment into nowhere to direct those funds to.
Senator Burns, I'm going to give you the latitude of if you want to make further comments. Or Senator Perkins, go ahead, Senator Perkins.
Thank you. I stole staff's budget book, so they're struggling to get at it.
No wonder you sound so intelligent, Senator. Yeah.
Sounds intelligent is the operative word there, not necessarily is intelligent. But that being said, just out of the standard narrative budget request, this is Unit 550, which, as we said before, is the Division of Public Health. Unit is Substance Abuse and Tobacco Prevention. I'll just read you the narrative. The Wyoming Substance Abuse and Prevention Program is an integrated approach to the prevention of alcohol, opioids, and other drugs. Alcohol costs the state of Wyoming more than any other drug, an estimated $8.43 million per year based on 2010 costs. So performance metrics include reduction in adult binge drinking, reduction of the underage alcohol use, and reduction in driving under the influence. Those are some of the things that they work at. And so they work to achieve their statutory directives by implementing evidence-based state and community intervention programs to address reducing exposure to secondhand smoke, reducing youth inhalation, promoting tobacco cessation. And that's what they do. They work on a number of those things. The total budget in there, which, again, is the total budget, the source of the funds is tobacco trust fund money. And I'm not sure exactly what the total budget is, but there's a little over $8 million of tobacco trust fund money that's there. I think the expenditure totals in the total budget are about $11 million for the entire unit. So, if this would take $2 million, and it's going to say, instead of spending the $2 million on tobacco cessation or opioid or other kind of drug addiction, that you're going to require that $2 million of that now be spent on suicide prevention, which, you know, those aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, I don't think. As the good senator from Sweetwater County said a minute ago, those are leading elements. So you can take that for what worth, but there's at least a little bit of information out of the budget on that.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, if there's $8 million or more in the account, then this amendment's fine. All we're doing is directing that $2 million of it shall be spent on suicide prevention. That's perfectly within the purview of this body.
Yeah, and members of the Senate, that's my take on this. I think the amendment is correct in the way it's drafted. Okay, further discussion. Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Regrettably, on and against the amendment, Division 2. I was for it when it had the funding because I think it's an incredibly important program. There's no question. I think everybody in this room has probably been touched by suicide at some point or another in their life. But we have an $8 million appropriation here, or a little more than that, where we've already appropriated. There's already been a prioritization of how to spend that money to best implement the policies of that department and their needs. It's already been reviewed by the Joint Appropriations Committee. And so we have to have some confidence that they came up with that prioritization, which was then approved in a methodical and well-rationed way. For us to just get on the floor and say, hey, we really care a lot about suicide prevention, I think we all do, is fine, but to then move a quarter of the available funds towards it without any additional input or hearing what the impacts would be on other programs, I think is rash, and I'd urge the body to defeat this amendment number 2, regrettably. Again, if we had the funding, Mr. President, I'd be with it.
Senator Scott.
Mr. President, what I would point out here...
Mike.
The appropriation that's footnoted is the public health appropriation, which is $38 million of $38.6 million of general fund, $60.9 million of federal funds, and then looks like a small amount of whatever A4 is. There's quite a bit of money there.
the department directors, I understand the discussion, they said, well, we could find $6 million. The footnote contemplates $8 million, so we're asking them to go back into that almost $100 million total appropriation and find another $2 million. Mr. President, I think for something of suicide prevention, now I know a number of the activities that are in there, then they include some the department has not done very well. I think it can be done, and if there gets to be some major difficulty, the budget will be in effect for 8 months. We'll be down here again, and we can make an adjustment if a little adjustment is needed. Mr. Chairman, honored for this division.
Okay. We're voting on division number 2, being lines 4 through 16, third reading amendment number 13. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 25 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
Second, division number 2 to third reading amendment number 13 has passed. Third reading amendment number 12. Reading clerk, please read that amendment in.
Senate file 1, third reading amendment number 12, page 30, line 17.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move third reading amendment number 12 to Senate file 1 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. Mr. President, back on Wednesday on second reading, this body, in its finite wisdom, decided to forego the study on the Pioneer Home and the retirement home in over in the basin. And as a result of that, part of that had been to only fund those institutions for 1 year. Without that study going on, there's no reason not to fund them for the full 2 years, just like every other institution in the state. That's what this amendment does.
Okay, further discussion? Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number 12. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Plater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 27 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
Third reading, amendment number 12 has passed. Third reading amendment number 14. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate file 1, third reading amendment number 14, page 34, line 11.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move third reading amendment number 14 to Senate file 1 and ask for the body's favorable consideration. All this amendment does, fellow senators, is ask the department not to contract with any more beds for the next 2 years because there's empty beds all over this state presently. So it makes no sense to contract more empty beds. So that's all this amendment does is just walk softly for the next 2 years and let's try to fill some of these beds that we are not filled right now. These are providers that we've contracted with and they're just asking that their beds be filled first rather than going out and contracting more empty beds. So that's all the amendment does.
Okay, Senator Perkins.
Just a question for the sponsor. I think this is a good idea, but I just want to make sure. Part of the my understanding was when we went out and did this, one of the objects was that there are some support payments that are out there, and so we contract to have a certain number of beds available regardless of whether they're occupied or not, and the purpose of that is to make sure we have available beds throughout so that we can serve all the state. We've got it broken into some regions and make sure there's beds available in each region. So my question is, it doesn't affect that. These are, that the beds that are already being, that are unoccupied but are certified are still going to be paid for. This is just to provide an expansion where there seems to be a paying for additional capacity when there's necessarily a need. I think that's what the amendment does, but I just want to make sure that is before I vote for it.
Senator Meyer.
Mr. Chairman, I wonder if we have any statutory construction that actually regulates these particular beds. I'm not sure which certified beds we're talking about because I haven't taken the time to get the amendment really worked through the bill. But my concern, Mr. President, is that there may be somebody out there that's already maybe is already constructing something and adding capacity and is right in the middle of a business plan and it's got money out there on the table, and then we're saying, hey, well, wait a minute, you're out of the ball game. And so I'm concerned that might be the case. I don't know. I'd like to have a comfort level that we're not pulling the plug on somebody that's right in the middle of putting in a new facility that might be profitable. Third reading amendment on the budget. I'm a little bit concerned.
Senator Von Flader.
Thank you, Mr. President. To our knowledge and the knowledge of the WISA group, which is the Wyoming Youth Service Association, they do not have any in process right now or being constructed because they'd have to go through the Department of Health. And we definitely would know then that they were applying for certification. This would be the crisis beds. My community alone has, if you look at the statistics and their youth emergency services, they actually have 100-some% occupancy. But we do have a couple of beds in a different cottage that can take the overflow at times because you have to certify these beds to a point where you have to be monitored. Somebody has to be watching them pretty much the whole time. There's a lot of certification that goes with it. And so what they're saying is we, even at 120 or 130%, whatever our community was, they still had a bed or two that was usually unoccupied in the other cottage. The ones in, I think it's Basin, but I could be wrong about this, they're there like an insurance plan on your car. You have to have the insurance, but you just... they have to be available, and they're not occupied. Two or three might be occupied out of the four or five they have, but they're not occupied 100%. And that's what this says, is don't allow any more of our state money to go to contracting other beds when we already have openings in beds we have today.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that eases my concerns there. The other concern that maybe I wish this was second reading, we could come back in, because the other concerns I got is I think that some of these people are contracted out of state. We've got people that do go out of state, rather than use the beds in Wyoming. And that's something that maybe could have been addressed if this was a second reading amendment, third reading. So that's so I don't have any problems with it from my original thing there, but as I understand which beds we're talking about, I know that there's a problem with that, Mr. Chairman. And
anybody else for their second time before the sponsor speaks for his second time? Senator Scott.
Mr. President, I just want to make sure that this is Department of Family Services, that these beds are not being used and we're not affecting the Title 25, where there is some expansion going on in the health department. I just want to make sure that this isn't affecting that.
Okay. Senator Peterson, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. President. No, this is not affecting Title 25. This is, my understanding, these are the youth beds, that youth in crisis. The providers that we contract with provide those beds, those homes. The one particular in my area is a home that has about 10 beds, and I don't think it's ever been filled. And so there's excess beds out there, and that's all this bill is trying to do is saying, you know, let's don't build more bed space when we've got excess already. It's not adding anything to the budget. It's asking us to just be a little smart about the providers that are providing the service for the state that we contract with. And the last point, Mr. President, I just apologize to the body. I thought this was going to be in second reading. Either I dropped the ball or somebody did. But anyway, it was intended for second amendment reading of the budget bill, but I just didn't get it in there. So my apologies there.
Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number 14. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has passed. Third reading amendment number 15. Reading clerk, please read that one in.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 15, page 49, line 10.
Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move third reading amendment number 15 to Senate File 1 and ask the body for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this goes into the Department of Corrections and adds a footnote for the department obligating them to basically look at alternatives to incarceration. The concept here is that we know that we are adding more and more to our prison population each year, and roughly 50% of the people that end up being imprisoned are imprisoned not for their primary crime, but for violating parole and probation through drug use and other violations of the parole. As a result of that, we're filling up our prisons. We know that we're going to have to spend a lot on new beds for prisons in the not-so-distant future if we don't do something about it. So this just suggests that we have the Corrections Department study alternatives to incarceration, look at the cost, efficacy, potential savings, and provide any recommendations back to the Joint Judiciary Committee and Joint Appropriations Committee regarding statutory revisions or other recommendations that the legislature may want to implement regarding those incarceration rates and alternatives to incarceration. This is trying to get out ahead. We can see a crisis on the horizon where my understanding is the next minimum build for beds is about a $13 million ask once we run out, if I'm not mistaken. I'd rather have these answers before we hit that $13 million barrier. There's no appropriation here. It's just a, hey, let's look into this and report back to the legislature. Hope the body will support it.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. Chairman, on and against the amendment, not that it's not a good idea, but we do this. At least three judiciary meetings every year. I've been on judiciary for 8 years. We take up some form or fashion of this every year with corrections. We've gone all the way back to the criminal justice reform. It was directly tied to trying to reduce this prison population. So the idea is good, but we're already doing it. I don't see the need to have the Department of Corrections give us a report when we've got binders full of this information already, Mr. Chairman. On and against
further discussion? Further discussion? Senator Rothfuss, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I understand that we've had judicial reform legislation proposed each and every year. We've had a lot of things that have been considered. But we're creating new felonies every day as a body, right? That's what we do here. I don't think we've taken any away. And I haven't seen these reports, Mr. President, so maybe I just need to spend more time trying to dig up the Judiciary reports and the Joint Appropriations Committee reports. But this might be very simple to them then, where they can put together one quick report if they are reporting it each and every year and perhaps distribute that. But I don't see where this is an undue burden for the Department of Corrections. Let's just pass this. Let's get the information. And again, before we run out of beds, let's know what the alternatives are. Mr. President, while I understand that some of this is being reported, unless somehow the number of beds that are being used, the number of prison cells, and the number of prisoners are going down, which I don't believe is the case, I don't think we have enough information yet, or we're choosing not to do something about it. I'm concerned either way. This is a step in the right direction, Mr. President. I hope the body will vote aye.
Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number 15. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
No.
That amendment has failed. Third reading amendment number 18. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 15, page 49, line 10.
Senator Barn.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 18 to Senate File 1, ask for the body's favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, this deals with the Department of School program again, not making any changes with the second reading amendment. Same program that leverages $4 worth of value for every dollar that we spend at the state level. Same program that gets fresh protein in our school lunches, but given the some of the other things that happened on second reading with the school support division within the Department of Health, this would simply give the Department of Education, this would give the Department of Education more flexibility to find that $50,000 throughout the entire department, not just that division. So we're just giving them more flexibility in coming up with that $50,000 within their department. I ask that the body would please support the amendment and certainly stand for any questions.
Further discussion? Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number 18. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has passed. Third reading amendment number 17. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 17, page 66, line 9.
Senator Kinski.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move Senate File 3rd reading amendment number 17. Urge the body's favorable consideration. Folks, this is something you've seen before, but in a better form. This is to restore to the Wyoming Board of Education the one real support position they have, the coordinator, to full-time. When I brought it to you before, it was a new appropriation. This is not an appropriation. It's simply a transfer within the department. It is not new money. And I remind the body that we saved $500,000 just the other day with the amendment to that department that me and my colleague from Sheridan had run. This is not a state employee. It's an independent contractor, nor do all these dollars go to that contract. There are other expenses associated with the position. Highly qualified person, PhD, a Wyoming person who speaks and understands Wyoming, so we get bang for our buck. The board needs the full-time support. I direct your attention to this exhibit that was passed out, which is a list of all the statutory duties that this department has assigned to the board, and they need this support. It's a volunteer board. You see at the top my terrible handwriting where I said add computer content standards, because that's in a bill we're passing today. So here we're asking more, and they simply need the full-time support. And I would ask the body's favorable consideration. It is not a net increase in cost to the state nor a state position. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Further discussion. We're voting on third reading amendment number 17. I'm going to allow a roll call vote on this one because it's transfer of funds. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard? No. Boner? No. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case? No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer? No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote closed. 18 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
Third reading amendment number 17 has passed. Third reading, number 16. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment, number 16, page 66, line 11.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move third reading amendment number 16 to Senate File number 1 and ask for favorable consideration. Mr. President, this looks a lot like the second reading amendment number 6 that passed on Wednesday, and it generally is, except there are a couple of technical corrections. On what we did was we changed it was the wrong sub-account. It was school support rather than accountability and communication, as the new one is, and the source of the funding was different. It, in the second reading amendment, was general fund. It's supposed to be school foundation funds. So that's all corrected in this third reading amendment.
Further discussion? Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Hagar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson? Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 28 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Third reading amendment number 16 has passed. Third reading amendment number 33. Reading clerk, please read in that amendment.
Senate File 1, third reading amendment number 33, page 66, line 11.
Senator Nethercott.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move third reading amendment number 33 to Senate File 1. Senators, what this amendment does is restores the position that joint appropriations chose to cut. The unique thing about this particular cut is that it's the only agency that JAC has chosen to cut what is a filled position. And so the particular agency or the section of the WDE's budget that is proposed to be cut is 1203. There are five individuals that serve in those capacities, and this particular cut would require the WTE to essentially go into RIF status and terminate one. So this particular amendment prevents that from taking place and allows for those professional positions to continue. Those positions relate to the communications department of the WDE, and that particular division is required statutorily to do a number of outreach and communications both federally and statewide through our state statutes to communicate with the local district, to communicate with the student populations on a variety of matters. And so these positions are needed. They are currently filled. And so this particular amendment would simply restore that particular piece. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, the cutting of this position was an oversight by the Appropriations Committee, and I would speak in favor of this amendment.
Okay, further discussion. Senator Meyer.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman. You know, I guess the way it works is that there's always flexibility within there. There's rules that the governor can go in and do a B-11, move positions back in here, reclassify them. You know, if you're going to cut someone somewhere, necessarily it doesn't mean that this particular person is going to walk out the door. There's other ways to make sure that these folks are in there, but the department just has to work with the governor. So, you know, I guess it just depends on whether you want to cut a position or you don't want to cut a position. So I think the flexibility is there. True, it's cumbersome. True, there might be a little bit of angst as to whether or not that process is actually going to occur, but I guess there you have it, Mr. President. I guess on and against the amendment.
Okay, Senator Hastert.
On and for the amendment, as the good chairman indicated, this was an oversight. We're correcting an error, and it's easier to do it now than through a very cumbersome process later on.
Okay, we're voting on third reading amendment number 33. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Bonflater?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout.
No.
No. Barnard, I don't know. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 22 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
Third reading amendment number 33 has passed. Third reading amendment number 19.
Senate file 1, third reading
please
amendment.
Read it in.
Number 19, page 68, line 15.
Senator Case.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I would move third reading amendment number 19 to Senate File 1. Mr. President, what this amendment does is restore second-year funding to the Environmental Quality Council, and that's a very important council, Mr. President. I think many of the members are aware that this hears the appeals from decisions by the Department of Environmental Quality. It's most appeals are brought by industry, Mr. President. If we don't fund the council for the second year, what kind of a message are we sending here? It's a seven-member council. It has two staff members. The members of the council are volunteer. They hold hearings around the state. The funding is just for the two staff members. Mr. President, there was a decision that the council rendered last fall that made some people angry, and the anger bubbled up into the Appropriations Committee, and a message was sent that we want to shut down funding for the second year. And, Mr. President, you and I both know that that's probably not the best way to handle an appellate agency that processes has such an important role in our state. I'm not saying there's not problems with the agency and that there might not need to be structural fixes down the road. But this is the only avenue to render those appeals. It's the first step in the appellate process, and it's available to industry and non-industry alike on important environmental issues affecting Wyoming. Jerking them down to one-year funding is not the way to send that right message.
Mr. Vice President, would you come up here, please? Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, not done by accident. Appropriations had a long visit. It's not done to be mean. It's attached a study with it, and the study is to determine whether those positions move back and forth. It will not go away. This is part of our primacy in the state with the EPA. It's not going to go away. It will stay there. It's just a matter of how it's funded and how it looks going forward with those positions. They don't totally do full-time positions right now. There's some slop over on how it happens. This merely gives us a year to study where those positions should lay and how the budget should run. It was not done by accident.
Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Members of the Senate on and against this amendment. Just a little bit of background, and I think the critical thing that you have to understand here, this in no way, shape, or form eliminates or takes away the EQC and the job they're intended to do. What we have in our statutes, and I think if we funded, you know, originally it was intended to be handled by the DEQ through their own staff people that they have, and over the years we developed staff for this. We've had the discussion for some of you that were on Minerals Committee years ago about whether or not we needed to spend this money in this regard and the cost effectiveness of these positions, and so, you know, I would have liked to have seen the amendment to have deleted it all, but we don't have that. We do have 1 year here. Let's take a look at it. Let's, you know, like a lot of things we do in government, you know, we need to take a visit of it, just re-justify if we really need them. I don't think we do, but let's see and let's give it a year. So I would ask that you defeat this amendment.
Further discussion on the amendment? Yes. Senator Burns.
Mr. Vice President, speaking neither for nor against the amendment, just a little context. This amendment came from the other side of the room in JAC, and the idea behind it is to they want DEQ to actually staff the EQC. Now there is an argument to be made that that would staunch the independence of the EQC, and it's a valid argument to make. But I just wanted to give the body the context behind why the JAC ended up doing what it did.
Senator Kinski.
Mr. President, on and for the amendment, and my concern is I don't want to get so mad that I cut off my nose to spite my face. So with the way our law works is you can open a new coal mine. Every coal mine in Wyoming has gone through this process. It's a review process. So this mine went through it. DEQ signed off on it. But there's another level. It's citizens appointed by this body, by the governor, and agree or disagree, whatever, they said, your application is deficient, take it back, fix it, and bring it back when you're done. Now, my concern is if we cut their funding off to 1 year, we can say, in theory, we're going to be back here next year and we can always restore it. But, you know, stuff gets lost in the shuffle. And the employees, meanwhile, get nervous and look for another job. Finally, the application comes back. And we're not in any position to review it with any degree of rapidity. I think it's a good idea to review it. But really, for all those who would like to see a new coal mine, you're risking slowing the new coal mine down by interrupting the ability to get a rapid review on the thing. So I would urge a favorable consideration of the amendment. Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, further discussion. Further discussion before Senator Case speaks for a second time. Senator Case, for your second time.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. Well, the statute still exists. And it's Wyoming Statute 3511.112. It says the council shall act as the hearing examiner for the department and shall hear and determine all cases or issues arising under the laws, rules, regulations, standards, or order issued or administered by the department or its air quality, land quality divisions. The council serves the role of independent quasi-judicial body to handle appeals. So what's next? If we don't like the Supreme Court case, are we going to cut their funding for the second year? I mean, some of us would kind of like to do that sometime, but really there is a reason. No one brought a bill to eliminate this function or to do a study to see if it can be provided better. Nobody had the guts to do that. Maybe that's something we should do. But you come here and you've got a statutory obligation, the appeal process, and you cut the second year funding? And it didn't even happen in our good friends in the Appropriations Committee. It was brought strongly from the other side. Put this on the table for the compromise and see what we can come up with. I urge you to support the amendment.
Okay. Senator Perkins, come up here, would you please? Chief Kirk, please call the roll. We're voting on third reading amendment number 19. Call the roll.
Agar. No. Anderson. No. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin? No. Barnard? No. Boner? No. Bouchard? No. Burns? Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platen?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger excused. President Bebout?
No.
No. Landon, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 17 aye, 12 no, 1 excused.
Third reading amendment number 19 has failed. Third reading amendment number 19 is passed.
Mr. President.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, may I privilege the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Mr. President, behind us in these stylish red suits in the fishbowl, also known as the gallery, we have a number of visitors, Republican women, who I'm assuming here are for the Lincoln Day dinner. And if you'd join us and if you all would stand up, we appreciate that, and well, we welcome you to the Senate. Mr. President.
Well, just a second before you wish to be recognized. Welcome, ladies. It's good to see you here and observe the Senate. And I'm glad you were over here probably after the House or before the House, but we appreciate you being here. And there's several from Fremont County. Special welcome to you as well. Senator Perkins, go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. President, the hour is about 10 minutes after 12. I would ask the President. I'm not sure of the motion. I guess it is. Well, I guess I know what it is. I usually stand in recess. Thank you. Confused in the middle. We just don't do this in the middle of a bill, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that we stand in recess until 1:30 p.m.
Heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Announcements. Senator Von Flatern.
Mr. President, your committee number 9, Minerals Economic Development, will meet in 15 minutes, and I'm quite serious about that. Jonah Room, S18, to consider House Bill 19, Wyoming Money Transmitter Act Virtual Currency Exemption. House Bill 70, Engrossed Open Blockchain Tokens Exemptions.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet in 14 minutes down at the JAC Room, where we will take up House Bill 76, Supplemental Security Income Program, House Bill 88, State Construction Department Amendments, and House Bill 109, Public Employee Retirement Plan Contributions. And now it's 13 minutes.
Any other announcements? Okay, you've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Senate will stand in recess to the sound of the gavel, but it'll be around 1:15. Is that what he said?
No, 1:30.
Excuse me. 1:30.